Blaze Radio Network.
And now, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher.
Dollar Tree. You know them, you love them. Everything's a dollar. Well, not anymore. Not since 2021. In fact, in 2021, they said, you know what, everything's going to be $1.25. And then in June of 2023, you know what, there's a $5 cap as well. There's going to be a lot of products that are going to be more than $1.25, but they're not going to be any more than $5. Well, you know what? That's not going to be so anymore either. Right now, we're going to have a price cap of $7. And we expand multi-price assortment, impacting food, pet, and personal care products. Yeah, so everything isn't a dollar. It's actually some items, those over there, back in the corner, those are $1.25. But most everything else is going to be, you know, well, no more than $7, but we're Dollar Tree, so just, that's the way it is, okay? Get over it. The sign should just be Dollar Tree. Not really.
So now we are going to have price points ranging from $1.50 to that $7. Did I say $1.25? I'm sorry, it's $1.50 now. And look, that's the way it has to be. Sorry, that's just the way it has to be. Sure, we are closing down a bunch of Family Dollar stores nationwide. Now, those are the Family Dollar stores. Those stores were never just the Dollar Tree. Those were not just a dollar. But Dollar Tree was at one time just a dollar. No longer, though. So Dollar Tree plans to close. Dollar Tree is the company that acquired Family Dollar for, remember back in 2015, for $8 billion. And we've kind of talked about them before because they claim that they purchased Family Dollar for more than $8 billion. And then Family Dollar was just a nightmare and it was all messed up and they didn't know what they were getting into. Whose fault is that? But they've had difficulty absorbing the chain and they've run into some issues. So now they're closing 600 Family Dollar stores in the first half of this year. And you know what? We plan on closing another 370 Family Dollar and 30 Dollar Tree stores over the next several years. But just know, when you go into a Dollar Tree store, everything is not a dollar. All right? Everything is between $1.50 and $7. Welcome. Welcome to Chewing the Fat. And, you know, look, I understand that it isn't just Dollar Tree being greedy. I got it. Everything is more expensive in today's world. I don't know of anything in my life that I have purchased, you know, over the years that is now cheaper than it used to be. I don't think there's anything that is cheaper than it used to be. And that is just the way the world is in today's time, isn't it? Yes. Yes, it is. Now, there's no word on how much this is going to cost, but I see where 7-Eleven has collaborated with Miracle Seltzer, and who doesn't love Miracle Seltzer? They introduced a new lineup of sparkling waters in four flavors, lemon lime, green apple, sweet orange, and it's been in demand, hot dog. Yes, the hot dog Miracle Seltzer water. Yum, yum. So it's inspired by 7-Eleven's Big Bite hot dog that, you know, features the ketchup and mustard flavors. Oh, man, that Miracle Seltzer and water is going to be good. Look, I like hot dogs. It's been a while, actually, since I've had a hot dog. I love hot dogs. My favorite are Kogel hot dogs from Michigan. Love them. I haven't had any in a long time. But I don't want to drink it. I don't want to have a hot dog flavored drink. But they're coming out next month. We're going to find out when they're going to be available. And I can't wait because the line at 7-Eleven for the Big Bite Hot Dog Miracle Seltzer drink is going to be long. Don't you think? Congratulations is an order to Louie. Louis the Raccoon from Florida. He is the 2024 Cadbury Bunny that actually isn't a bunny, but he has earned the starring role in the commercial and a cash prize from Hershey/Cadbury for the 2024 Cadbury Bunny as a two-year-old raccoon. Okay, come on. Now, he gets to be in the commercial, and he gets $7,000 as a cash prize. So he won the bracket voting, and everybody loves Louie the raccoon, and this Jamie Arslan, who cares for Louie, and three other raccoons, starting to turn into the raccoon lady. She rescued the Louie after he had been deemed unfit to live in the wild. Jeez, what a shame. And anyway, the former vet tech took Louie in, and after her father passed away. It's just a sad, uplifting story at the same time. And caring for the raccoon baby, it was just a way for her to get over the loss of her father. And gosh darn it, she named him Louie. That was her dad's middle name. So it just reminds me of my dad. Ugh. Okay. And then, you know what? I went ahead and started Louie the Raccoon Instagram page. And I just wanted to connect with other raccoon people. And now Louie has more than 379,000 followers. And he's a big personality. And you know what? Louie learned how to paint with his paws, and he loved it. And so we're just giving back. And you can purchase Louie's paintings. And it's just wonderful. So congratulations to Louie the Raccoon for being the 2024 Cadbury Bunny. That isn't a Cadbury Bunny. I mean, really, that's the bit now, right? It's not who gets to be, who's the cutest bunny for Cadbury. It's who's the cutest animal that identifies as a bunny, or whose owner identifies it as a bunny. Well, I guess not. I mean, Louie is identified as a raccoon, but is now just representing Hershey's and Cadbury as the Cadbury Bunny in 2024. So we had Crash the Rescue Cat last year. We had Annie Rose the Therapy Dog the year before. We had Betty the Frog in 2021. We had the Lieutenant Dan the Treeing Walker Coonhound in 2020. And we had Henry the English Bulldog in 2019. So really, it's the Cadbury Bunny yearly event that you can become the Cadbury Bunny if you're not a bunny. And if that's not funny enough for you, you should subscribe to BlazeTV.com. We've just released a new movie, a comedy film, our second comedy film, titled Agua Donkeys. Agua Donkeys. So if you subscribe to BlazeTV.com, you can join in on the fun and have a good laugh just for the sake of laughing. Last year we released the comedy Reopening to amazing success, and because sometimes comedy is just about being funny. And Agua Donkeys continues that tradition, telling the hilarious story of two optimistic pool boys chasing their dream girl. the world could be a pretty dark place a lot of the time. And we talk about it quite a bit. But we can, you know, I know we can't ignore that, but every once in a while, it's good to take a little break from all the heavy news and just have fun. That's what this show is about as well. I hope during Agua Donkeys, and I have not seen this movie yet, and I'm going to watch it here in the next couple of days at blazetv.com. I hope in Agua Donkeys they're listening to Chewing the Fat, because that's what this show is about. Agua Donkeys. But you can only watch it if you're a subscriber. So head over to blazetv.com/Agua Donkeys. It's just that easy. blazetv.com/Agua Donkeys. A-G-U-A Donkeys. D-O-N-K-E-Y-S. Use the promo code Agua Donkeys and get a $20 discount on your Blaze TV Plus subscription. So Agua Donkeys and Reopening, two comedy films that you'll be able to sit back, enjoy, and laugh just like you do when you listen to Chewing the Fat. You get a little seriousness and you get a little funny. That's all part of the deal. Agua Donkeys, blazetv.com/Agua Donkeys. Don't forget to use that promo code Agua Donkeys, A-G-U-A Donkeys, D-O-N-K-E-Y-S, and get that $20 discount on your Blaze TV Plus subscription. BlazeTV.com/AguaDonkeys. So there was no winner to the Powerball drawing last night. So the Powerball now goes up to $935 million, almost a billion, $449.7 million cash payout drawing, Saturday, the 30th of March, 2024. If you're listening live, today is the 28th of March, 2024. No jackpot winner or a $2 million winner. There were three $1 million winners, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Texas, which means I need to check my tickets because I may be a $1 million winner. It's possible. Nobody even cares about the Mega Millions anymore. I know we have, you know, the new drawing coming up tomorrow, but that's only like 20 million. Okay. Don't worry about it. Nobody cares about the... What could you do with 20 million? I mean, you can't even... Can you buy a car for 20 million? I don't know. It'd be a tight squeeze with just 20 million. I see where one store, speaking of me being possibly a millionaire, because I haven't checked my ticket yet, there was a $1 million ticket winner in Texas. There's a store in New York, which is maybe where you need to buy your lotto tickets, because this shop has now sold 8 $1 million winning lotto tickets. That's pretty sweet. That's a place to buy the ticket. Okay, so that's the 8th time that this store has actually sold a $1 million ticket. Is there some sort of weird thing going on at the store? I don't know. You have to tell me. But this particular shop, Newberg Smoke Shop, smoke the number 4 less, sold $2 million tickets this week alone. So that makes it their 8th winner in the last year and a half. So they're on a winning streak. So if you want to, you know, if you're in the area of the Newberg Smoke Shop, smoke for less, you may want to stop in and buy your lotto ticket there because they are on a roll. All right, let's go to the break room. I need something cold to drink desperately. The Walt Disney Company announced that they are now partnering with Hulu. We have Hulu on Disney Plus, just in the U.S. right now. The Disney bundle is for subscribers. It was all about the press release. I mean, we're bringing together the extensive Disney Plus and Hulu libraries, including beloved characters, award-winning films and series, and 100 years worth of inspiring stories all in one place. Disney Plus and Hulu apps are now one unified service on Disney Plus platform. So you can still get Disney Plus and Hulu on standalone apps, but now that they're together, you know, we'll see. We'll see how long. And you can count on prices going up. And Disney Plus actually changed their logo color. So it looks more like Hulu. Just amazing. So the new experience, it's seamless. It's seamless. So we want to showcase the value of the Disney bundle. And it allows bundle subscribers or those who hold subscriptions to both standalone apps to stream extensive Hulu content. Oh, really? Yeah, well, you know what? Hulu and Disney Plus merged content means a price increase for subscribers. Oh, really? It didn't say that in the press release. Oh, that's all right. That's still, that information is still out there. With ads, a Disney Plus and Hulu bundle now costs $9.99 a month. That's $2 more than Disney Plus's basic currently costs. Without ads, the Disney Plus and Hulu merged offering is priced at $19.99. Wow. So a little higher increase from the cost of Disney Plus's standalone premium offering, which currently priced at $13.99 a month. Wow. And of course, purchasing Disney Plus and Hulu separately will cost users more than the bundle cost. So at some point, the whole separate thing is going to go away. So that's good news. That means that the merger will be cheaper for customers. Because that's always the way it is. Am I right? I go back to, there is nothing cheaper in today's world. Not one thing. I'm sorry. You can email me, chewingthefat@theblaze.com. You can reach out to me on X at JeffyJFR. You can reach out to me on Instagram and Facebook, Jeff Fisher Radio. You can reach out to me on from my YouTube page, Chewing the Fat with Jeff Fisher. You can reach out to me from my Cameo page, at JeffyJFR on Cameo. You don't have to order a Cameo. You can just go there and there's a way, you know, you can become a follower of me on Cameo. And then you can message me there on Cameo as well. If you want to order a Cameo, that's fine too. That's not free. I don't know what the price is now, but you can order a Cameo. Cameo gets their cut. I get my cut, and you get your video. That's the way the app works. But you can reach out to me at JeffyJFR on any of the platforms, and you can let me know if something that you use today, that you've been using for years, and it's cheaper today than it was whenever you started using it. Because I don't think there is one item. I mean, they are already laying the groundwork for price increases and product shortages thanks to the Baltimore Bridge collapse. Now, I got it. It's a horrific, catastrophic event. And it's a big port, ships and trucking and delivery, all of it. It's just huge. It's just a nightmare. And it's going to be a while to sort it all out. We don't know how long it's going to take to rebuild the bridge. They're saying anywhere from, I saw one report that said 2 years. That's not going to happen. 15 years, probably. I'd like to be done within that 15-year time period, but I don't, you know, in today's world, again, I don't foresee it. But they're already laying the groundwork for product shortages and price increases because of one port. One port? We have ports all over this country. And I get it. You know, there's a lot of products coming in and out. That ship that hit the bridge was going to Sri Lanka. It didn't have anything to do with us. So we have to worry about that. It's time. I mean, something has to be done. You can quote me on that. Something has to be done. I get it. But holy cow. If we're getting shortages and price increases because of one port, we're in worse shape than I thought. And I've seen all the conspiracy theories, or at least, you know, most of the conspiracy theories of how this, you know, this tragic event happened. You know, I don't know what I believe about all that. I want to believe that it was just an accident. But, you know, every time I turn around, I see where if this had something to do with shipping, the Houthis are making deals with China and Russia to not attack the ships in the Red Sea. How many Houthis are there? Every time I turn around, there's more Houthis. So what are we doing? You know, I see the Houthis are making a deal with China and Russia. We killed a few Houthis. They're hitting our ships out there in the Red Sea. How many Houthis are they? That's my question. Let's break it down to the question. How many Houthis are there? And I know they're Houthis. I got it. It's the Houthi, Houthi militants. But I refuse to call them that, okay? It's Houthis. They're Houthis and the Blowfishes, and they're Houthi militants. And I didn't think, all of a sudden, I mean, ISIS is nothing. I was surprised it was ISIS blamed, took credit for the, I mean, they want their audience back. That's why they took credit for the Russia killings, because the Houthis are getting all the love. So let's break it down. How many Houthis are there? I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. And they could have been responsible for this Baltimore shipwreck that brought down the bridge. They could have been. Okay. Congratulations to the Golden Globes and the CBS. They have reached a 5-year deal where the Golden Globes will broadcast on CBS and stream it on Paramount Plus for 5 more years. Huh? So congratulations on that. I would love to know how much CBS spent on that, because whatever they spent on it, it was too much in my eyes. And the terms of the deal, surprisingly, were not disclosed. I mean, they had a pretty good audience this last Golden Globes event that they had on CBS. They had, I don't know, 10 million viewers, maybe, and which was better than the last time. So, I mean, it was okay. And they let What's-His-Face be the host, who was, I thought he was pretty good. Everybody hated him, but he's a funny comedian, Joey Coy. I thought he was okay. You know, he's... Look, he was thrown into an impossible situation because you're facing where you have to be downright middle of the road. And you can't be. You're not expected to be middle of the road, but you are. It's a weird, really weird situation that you're thrown into. And, you know, they obviously hated him, but he's a funny comedian and he does a lot of really good bits. And I like him. And I'm sorry that he had, you know, that he had to be thrown into the fire like that. But he said yes. He said yes to the gig, so that's, you know, that's up to him as well. But, you know, it was at CBS for 5 more years on the Golden Globes. Okay. I mean, there's got to be a better way for these award shows, and they should call me because I'll figure it out for you. I mean, I guess if CBS is going to pay him money, you take the money and run, right? And I guess they were happy that the Hollywood Foreign Press Association doesn't run it anymore. They pretty much disbanded. And Dick Clark Productions now owns and produces the Golden Globe Awards. And, I mean, Dick Clark Productions is owned by Penske Media Eldridge, a joint venture between Penske Media Corporation and Eldridge that also owns The Hollywood Reporter. So it's a wicked web that we've weaved together without the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. So good times, good times. Died today. Who died today? Well, let's begin with Joe Lieberman, former United States Senator, former vice presidential candidate. Joe Lieberman dead at the age of 82. Apparently, there were complications after a fall. That was according to his family. That happens a lot when you fall and you have complications. I don't think it had anything to do with that, so don't even... They would have said it if it had something to do with that. I mean, he was an amazing character, amazing man, did a lot in government, and they hated him for... He beat up Obama. They hated him for that. He was Al Gore's running mate. They loved him for that. You know, he retired from the Senate in 2013. I love that. Retired from the Senate. Yeah, he was voted out of office in 2013. And then he joined a New York law firm. So his funeral will be held Friday in his hometown of Stamford. And I guess there's going to be an additional memorial service announced at a later date. He has a wife and 4 children. So Joe Lieberman, rest in peace, dead at the age of 82. Then we have best-selling psychologist Daniel Kahneman. I think that's right. Kahneman. K-A-H-N-E-M-A-N. He dead at the age of 90. Daniel won a Nobel Peace Prize. He's received the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He was recognized for his human psychology can warp rational thinking. So he's credited with a lot of good fortune because of his partnership with his longtime collaborator Amos Tversky, who passed away in 1996. They were both trained as psychologists, and they challenged the academic orthodoxy that people's economic behavior is strictly guided by rational thought. They identified many examples where decisions were shaped in ways that are irrational but understandable, such as, you know, judges who grant parole more often after lunch than when they're hungry. So if you go to court, make sure your judge is comfy, has a warm belly, gone to the bathroom, relaxed, and is in a good mood. So Daniel Kalman, dead at the age of 90. I mean, he was continuing to work and being interviewed. His book, Thinking Fast and Slow, best-selling book in 2011. But he was just talked to about decisions that are made slowly and deliberately. He wrote in much the way the standard economic models describe. Others are swayed by snap judgments and shortcuts, which fall into predictable patterns, like a gambler or an investor might take more risks after losing money in hopes of breaking even. Sometimes psychology tells us the framing of an economic choice makes a big difference, which we just found out. Many consumers welcome the idea of a restaurant discount on certain nights of the week, but recoil at the notion of paying a surcharge at other times, which he went on to say that Wendy's recently discovered that particular fact. Yeah, no kidding. So anyway, it doesn't say what Daniel died of. I know he was 90, but oh, they say he died peacefully. That was the cause of death, I guess. Okay, thank you, appreciate it. So it couldn't have been that, otherwise they would have said something. Now we have Richard Serra, dead at the age of 85. He was a famed American artist and sculptor known for turning curving walls of rusting steel and other malleable materials into large-scale pieces of outdoor artwork. And his artwork is dotted, you know, around the world. He died Tuesday at his Long Island home in New York. They claim he died from pneumonia. So it wasn't that. And they would have said that. They would not have mentioned pneumonia if it was that. So don't even look at me like that. So Richard Serra, dead at the age of 85. Rest in peace. Then I get a sad story sent to me, emailed to me from Chewing the Fat. Emailed to me at chewingthefat@theblaze.com. Thank you for this. And it talks about a longtime Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader who was passionate about women's health, had died after giving birth. Now, it's a sad story, and I don't know. I mean, nobody really knows, except in the Kansas City area, who this Crystal Lakeisha Anderson is. She died. It's a very sad story. She died shortly after giving birth to her daughter, who was stillborn. They named the daughter Charlotte Willow. And so the baby didn't make it. The mother didn't make it. The whole thing is very sad. And so Crystal Lakeisha Anderson, dead at the age of 40. There's a GoFundMe established to help with the medical expenses. They want to help, a legacy fund, etc. So if you can help, that would be great. But it said that she'd been diagnosed with sepsis during her pregnancy. Okay, so she knew about it, and she sought out hospitalization during her 21st week of pregnancy. I don't know if she was in the hospital or if she was just at home in bed rest. I've had that happen with one of my wives and one of the children that they had. I've had that happen with a couple of wives, bed rest during pregnancy, and it's fun. But anyway, so this is very sad. And so I don't know if she was on complete bed rest at the hospital or if she was on, you know, limited bed rest at home, but she was diagnosed with sepsis. Now, it said after delivering her daughter, she experienced organ failure and placed on life support. She underwent three surgeries, but the source of infection remained elusive. Huh. Now, I'm sure that it wasn't that caused the infection or the sepsis during her pregnancy, because they would have said something. Even if they couldn't find the source of the infection, they would have said, well, you know, we think it might be that, but they didn't. So rest in peace to mother and child, Crystal Lakeisha Anderson, dead at the age of 40, and Charlotte Willow, who was stillborn. Rest in peace. All right, well, we knew it was coming. The convicted of fraud, SBF, Sam Bankman-Fried, was going to be sentenced today. And we have breaking news right here on Chewing the Fat today. Sam Bankman-Fried was indeed sentenced. He was possibly going to receive 100 years. Prosecutors called for the sentence of 40 to 50 years. Bankman-Fried's attorneys said, ooh, no, 6.5 years is more than enough to ensure that their client learns his lesson. Sure, there were 1 million victims. Sure, there was $10 billion stolen upon the collapse of FTX. But 6.5 years is enough. I mean, he's 32 years old now. I figured he would get 20 and, be out in 6. And that's pretty close to what he got. He was sentenced to 25 years in prison. 25 years in prison today for his defrauding customers and investors in the crypto exchange FTX. There was some things in the sentencing room today that I don't know that I 100% knew. The judge claimed that Bankman-Fried also committed perjury during his trial testimony. He falsely testified that he had no knowledge that Alameda had spent FTX customer deposits before the fall of 2022. He also committed witness tampering, said that he found that Bankman-Fried committed witness tampering before he was remanded into custody when he communicated with the former FTX general counsel. Wow. And he said that the loss amount to victims crimes exceeds $550 million. That's the high-end range given by federal sentencing guidelines. Judge said that there was a loss to investors of $1.7 billion, a loss to Alameda lenders of $1.3 billion, and a loss to FTX customers of $8 billion. Now, I'm not a mathematician, but $1.7 billion, $1.3 billion, and $8 billion, that's more than $10 billion. I don't know. I know there's some math that I'm not good at, but addition, I'm still pretty good at, and that's more than $10 billion. Yeah, you can quote me on that. And the judge was not required to be adhered to the sentencing guidelines. So, and he did not. He sentenced, the lawyer, of course, he's not a ruthless killer. And the mom said she's now helping people in prison. He's helping people in prison. It's just a wonderful thing that's happened. Sam is just really, really, really helping people in prison. He's tutoring fellow inmates. That's what kind of good guy he is. And he did, apologize and say that he was really sorry. And he did say that my useful life is probably over. He was living large, man. living large. And so you start living that kind of life, and now you're shot down to being, handcuffed and dragged into court. Times are tough. They did not shackle him, though. I know they made a point of saying that he came into court to handcuff, but they didn't shackle him. And I know he's not a ruthless killer, but we're shackling January 6th defendants as they come into court. Why don't we shackle this guy who, defrauded people of billions of dollars? It's just, believe me, I know why. I don't need an answer. So he was sentenced today. Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF. You know him from FTX. guilty and sentenced to 25 years in prison. So that means what? He serves, maybe 10 years. Maybe. But there's no way I plan on him serving 10 years, right? He gets 25. He's out in 6.5, which is what the lawyers said that he deserved to spend in prison. And so it's all good. We're all even now. He gets 25 years in prison, sentenced. And, you know, with all the help that he's doing, tutoring prisoners, and his mom is helping prisoners who have been wrongfully convicted in prison. And the family is just in a better place because of this. He'll be out in 6.5 years, guaranteed. That's a CTF guarantee right there. And just to make it, you know, hedge my bet a little bit, he's 32 now, so he'll be out before he's 40. So that means that as long as he serves between 6.5 and 7.5 years, he'll be out before he's 40. So I'm sure that he believes that his useful life is over. But at 40, you have quite a long life ahead of you there, SBF. So you'll be all right. You'll be all right. I am torn between this next story, okay? I'm happy that we're doing it. I don't want it to be done. Old mice developed more youthful immune systems after scientists reduced aberrant stem cells in the aged animals. The technique strengthened the old rodents' responses to viral infections and lowered signs of inflammation. Good. Let's go ahead and say that we can reduce that by removing those aberrant stem cells from humans. Let's do that. I know this was published in Nature, which I can't go a day without reading from Nature. But according to this, the older mice with antibiotics, they treated the older mice with antibodies to diminish a population of stem cells that give rise to a variety of other cell types, including those that contribute to inflammation. Excess inflammation can wreak havoc in the body. And, yeah, I mean, it's all of that. The thing that bugs me about this whole thing is having to use older mice. This is a way for them to keep mice around longer. And I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want mice around. I'm okay with them using the mice in any kind of scientific test that they want. But I don't like the idea of making me feel like we have to keep old mice around because we're studying them. And it's just, I'm torn. I'm happy that we learned this, and I'm willing to get rid of any aberrant stem cells in my body right now. But I'm not happy about having old mice around. That's just me? Oh, okay. All right, never mind. All right, I'll leave you. Now, as long as we're talking about animals, I'll leave you with a joke or, you know, thought for the day that you can use. And it uses animals to bring out the thought. What do we learn from cows, buffaloes, and elephants? I repeat, what do we learn from cows, buffaloes, and elephants? Well, it's impossible to reduce weight by eating green grass and salads and walking. You heard me. It's impossible to reduce weight by eating green grass and salads and walking. And we learned that from cows, buffaloes, and elephants. I know. Think about it.
Stream and subscribe to more Blaze Media content at theblaze.com/podcasts.